Hello, everyone out there. I just want to say sorry I've been a little preoccupied for the last couple of days, so I was unable to do a podcast. But I just want to kind of go over some stuff that I do actually in terms of the programming that I'm watching. I know a lot of you guys are very busy. You don't have much time to watch shows or investigate, but I'm one of those guys. I like to do research or get friends to do research for me or watch shows for a couple of seasons and then I watch. So. Right, number one show right now I'm watching is Billions on Showtime. It's amazing. It's about private equity. It has a lot of suspense in the show, talking about Chuck Rhodes is a Southern District U.S. attorney, and Bobby Axelrod is the hedge fund guy who owns his own company. So I think I recommend you watching that on Showtime. I think it's a season 3 now, I believe, and it's a very good show to watch. It's a finance show, but it's a lot of just scheming back and forth. Another show that I love is Silicon Valley. Like everyone else knows, I am from the Silicon Valley, Fremont, California. Shout out to Fremont and Tesla. I think Silicon Valley is a great show. It's very realistic. I have a lot of friends in the Valley that tell me that that show is real. And the stuff they talk about is very up to date, and you can kind of see what's going on in startup land in the Valley. Another show I watch is Homeland. A lot of people are down on Homeland after the first season or second season after Brody died, but I think it's definitely worth watching. It's one of my favorite shows as well as Homeland. A new show that I really enjoy on Showtime, on HBO, is Barry. Bill Hader, a funny guy, obviously, from Saturday Night Live, is a dark comedy about him being a hitman. So that's another show that I strongly recommend watching. Those are the four shows I watch. Game of Thrones, of course. Still waiting for the finale season of that. Everyone knows about that. It's a great show. I was kind of anti it, I guess, for a while because everyone's watching it. But once I started watching it, I realized why people were watching it. So Game of Thrones. I don't know if this is like a Showtime HBO plug, all the shows I'm talking about are on Showtime HBO, but it seems like they have the best content out there in terms of shows. And Sneaky Pete on Amazon Prime, another great show. Just concluded their second season. I really enjoyed that. You can watch that. I thought that was very good. Goliath, only one season on Amazon Prime. These shows are in 4K, so if you have an HD TV, you can watch those in 4K. I have a Samsung 65-inch Curve, and it plays Amazon Prime and 4K content, as well as Netflix. If you pay the upcharge of $3, you can get 4K content only on Amazon, on Netflix shows. That's a show that I really enjoy watching. Those are the shows I watch. Sundays is a big day for me. I DVR all of them on DirecTV, and another thing, another tip too, what you can do if you have DirecTV. I've had DirecTV for over, 8 years, and I haven't got any new equipment. And because of that, I'm able to leverage the relationship I have with them. So after 2 years, you're out of contract. I recommend not getting any new hardware from them to upgrade, because you'll be locked in for another 2 years. So they do 2-year contracts. And once you pretty much out of that contract, they don't want the subscribers. So I always reach out to them and negotiate getting free Showtime or free HBO. So a lot of times they'll comply and do that. So that's my little hack, is talk to the retention team and say that you want to possibly cancel your look in the cancel, and then they'll definitely do what it takes to give you a credit, a bill credit, to help you on that as well. Talking to bill, saving money. I have a T-Mobile plan. I have 6 people on it, and I don't play a whole lot of money on that. They have a promo, buy one line, get one line free. You can import up to 5 lines from T-Mobile. If you've been paying for your phone for 2 months and you move it to T-Mobile, they'll pay up to $650 per phone. So you can literally go buy a phone at Verizon or Sprint or AT&T and pay for a few months, and then they will pay up to $650 in a gift card. I thought that was pretty cool. T-Mobile has been pretty aggressive about getting subscribers, and that's why the stock has done well. And that's why I'm not too sure about the Sprint merger. I don't know how that's going to help T-Mobile clients. I think with only 3 carriers, I think rates will go up. And hopefully the FTC will look into this as maybe a antitrust issue. So hopefully, I'm kind of not supportive of the merger for T-Mobile and Sprint. So anyhow, that's my take on that. Just the shows that I watch. I recommend you going out there and trying to get Showtime, HBO, maybe if you have DirecTV or if you have on Comcast or whatnot. Just tell them that you're looking to move and maybe see what they can do for you. So, all right, guys, have a good week. I'm signing off.